An Arundhakoit man plans to swim the length of Canandaigua Lake this Saturday to raise funds for Mary's Place, a local organization that helps refugees settle in the Rochester area, and also another organization called Worldwide Tribe, and he'll explain about that. Ricky Hanahan is with us. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk a lot about your concern for refugees and why you're raising the money, but first, the length of Canandaigua Lake, how long is that?
It's 15 and a half miles.
Now, I should mention, you're not just a guy who's going to jump in the lake. You're a champion swimmer. You were in the Olympic trials in 2008 and 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been swimming competitively since I was 3 years old. Had a lot of success early on and also in my college career as well, so this definitely isn't unfamiliar territory for me, but I was a sprinter in college, so this is something totally different as far as distance goes. So,
how long do you think it'll take you to do the 15?
I'm planning on doing it in 7.5 hours. I've been pacing for under 30 minutes a mile, so hopefully 7.5 or less.
So this is all to both call attention to the refugee crisis mm-hmm. and to help these organizations I mentioned,
yes.
Mary's Place and Worldwide Tribe,
mm-hmm.
that both help refugees at different ends of their journey. Why are you compelled to do this?
Well, I've always wanted to, I guess, work in a field where I'm going to be working directly with people who need it the most. And I wasn't really sure how I wanted to do that. And then once the refugee crisis started picking up in 2012, I really started paying attention to it and looking at the stats. Right now, there's 65 million refugees in the world, which is the most since World War II. And about half of those are children, too. I think it was a couple years or maybe 2 years ago, I read a stat that there was 10,000 undocumented children in Europe, refugees and immigrants. So essentially, those are children who on paper don't exist. So obviously, there's a lot of danger involved with that. So it's just something that I think people need to be aware of because it's, you know, it's a crisis that really isn't getting better. So I felt compelled to say something and then try and do something about it.
Is there a personal connection? Have you, you know, volunteered or gotten to know any of the refugees that are passing through our area?
Not specifically our area, but my first experience with meeting a refugee was in Knoxville, Tennessee. I went to school at University of Tennessee, and I took a journalism electronic media class, and one of our projects was to just do an interview with someone. And I stopped at a restaurant one day in Knoxville, and I noticed that it was run by a refugee family. Well, I didn't know they're refugees yet, but I started asking them about their backstory, and they told me that they were Palestinians who were in the refugee process, and they had been resettled to the United States and ended up, you know, settling in Knoxville, Tennessee. So I found that very interesting, and the more I spoke to them, the more I was just so impressed with them. You know, just everything that they had been through. They've had family members that they had to leave behind in Palestine, and, you know, having to pick up, resettle. And this restaurant was completely run by his entire family. So the father, family was the number one priority for him. So he just wanted to keep everyone together and provide a good life for them. And I was just humbled by that experience. And, you know, I had a not sense of outrage, but I was kind of confused why they're getting such negative press. I mean, a lot of people who are saying negative things about refugees or are timid or scared of them, a lot of them never really met a refugee. So I'm convinced if you ever got a chance to meet one of them, it would totally change your perspective.
Yeah, like so many assumptions or prejudices, right?
Exactly.
Get to know the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So explain how this fundraiser works.
On my online fundraising page, those funds go directly to Worldwide Tribe. And then if you donate to them, I have matching sponsors lined up, family, friends, some businesses as well, that are matching those funds and a separate campaign that are going directly to Mary's Place.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put a link up on our website for people if they want to check this out and cheer you on. Can people come and watch the swim
Absolutely.
On Saturday? It's going to be great weather.
Absolutely. Yeah, it might be a little tough to see me in the middle of the lake, but I'll be finishing at Kershaw Park in Canandaigua. So I'm hoping to finish around 12:30. That's where I'm timing it, but could be between 12:30 or 1. So anytime between there, you'll definitely see me finish. So
that's great. Wish
mm-hmm.
you the best of luck, Ricky.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much for telling us about it.
I appreciate it.